whatever they put reward it is. So that's pretty cool. Well, you mentioned the lyrics, so that's good. Thank you. And then for this last album, was there like a theme? Was it like a themed album connecting all the songs or not necessarily?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. We actually struggled a lot with this album. We came to the conclusion that it really is about like impermanence and death. That's pretty much the only sort of string that ties the songs together. And even then, I think there's one or two songs that don't really connect. But yeah, this one was, it wasn't really, you know, some of the previous albums had more of a thread or a theme going on, but this one was very much so individual songs that kind of just had the right feeling.
I see. No, that's good. I'm just always curious about, you know, some of these things, how, whether they are or not, like how they flow or how they came to be. So
yeah,
it's more on the curious side. And okay, so the rickshaw on June 5th, that, yeah, well, I mean, I mentioned this in the, well, in the beginning, and then I've been mentioning for a couple of weeks on Facebook and what have you. But anyway, yeah, we'll give away a pair of tickets a little later or at the end of the show. But so this is the grand start. What else is, or can you tell us a little bit more about the tour?
Yeah. Well, so June 5th at the Rickshaw, it's our album release party, of course. And we're just really excited because it's the Rickshaw. It's a big venue. It's, you know, we can really give our show exactly what it deserves at that stage. So we're excited to bring our show there. To start everything off. Then we're heading to the island. That's going to be in July. So I believe the first show is July 2nd in Nanaimo. And then we're playing Victoria, we're playing Cumberland, and we're playing Powell River as well. After that, we take a little bit of a break, possibly, you know, if we need to re-up some merch or fix the van or something. Well, it's actually a big tour bus on this one. But we have a couple weeks Fest in the Okanagan, and then we head up north. So we're playing Prince George, Whitehorse. We were planned to go to Dawson City, but there was actually a fire and the venue burnt down.
Wow.
So right now, yeah, it's actually all over the news right now, but the building was 125 years old and they were doing some renovations and it just lit up. So this only happened a couple days ago, so things are a little bit up in the air, but we are actively seeking something else, so hopefully that still happens. And then we're heading for a second show in Whitehorse, and then we're actually going to Yellowknife and Fort Smith in the Northwest Territories, coming back down Alberta. We're playing Loud as Hell Festival. We're playing Edmonton. We're crossing the whole country. We're going all the way to St. John's, Newfoundland. And then we're heading all the way home, and there's shows the whole way. So I think we have like 34 shows at this point.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And I don't know, what's the name? Yeah, Danger. No, like anyway, yeah, that's cool. But yeah, that's a long way to go. But well, I mean, that's the tour, and that's the, you know, the life of a beautiful metal musician.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Have you done this end-to-end tour before? Like end of Canada, of course.
Yeah, we have done quite a bit of touring. We've toured in Europe and Brazil and the U.S. and obviously Canada. However, we've never done a tour this massive in just Canada. So this is actually the furthest we've ever gone east. We have gone up to the Yukon before, but we've never been to the Northwest Territories. And we've never really even been past Quebec City before going east. So we are kind of expanding. One of the big things with this tour was with all the U.S. work permits being raised to pretty much something completely incomprehensible,
yeah,
we have had to avoid the U.S. and you know, with everything going on in Canada too, we figured this was the perfect time to get everywhere we can and just show people how much they matter to us, and we want to perform across the whole country and give everybody a chance to see us. So that's kind of where it came from. And yeah, so we just went super hard on the Canada vibes, and we got a polar bear on the tour poster. We had some Northern Lights on there too, and it's called the True North Strong and Heavy Tour.
There you go. Yeah, I kind of saw a little poster, so yeah, that's nice. And no, but I mean, you're gonna have a blast, and I'm sure, you know, people will show up. You know, I've seen you before, and yeah, you're a great band. And
thank you, yeah, so much.
Quality musicians, and then, you know, the vibe, the I mean, you know, arguably every band live is better, but you know, in your particular case, like, you actually are, you know, very, very good on stage. So I hope people get a chance to see you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yes, we saw you a few years ago at the Rick Show. I can't remember exactly the date, but yeah, and it was
awesome.
It was pretty powerful, and yeah, very, very, very good. You left a lot of satisfied headbangers that night. So,
yeah, maybe Hyperspace Festival or something.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly the you know, the occasion, yeah. but it was the Rick Show, and it was very good. Okay, where can people find, you know, like, what's happening while you are touring, like news about the band, merchandise, etc.
Yeah. So we have a website, www.iron-kingdom.com. You can find links to everything from that point. However, obviously we're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and you can stay up to date there. We also have a mailing list you can find on our website if you want to get direct information that way. We'll, you know, we're pretty chill. We only send stuff when there's new albums or tours going on. But yeah, it's, you know, Facebook's one of our bigger ones, obviously Instagram. So you can find all that stuff over there.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds wonderful. I don't know, anything else that you would like to share, anything I missed?
Yeah, well, so just simply, I guess, on the tour, we're actually bringing our friends' band, WMD, When Minds Develop, and they're also going to be releasing an album on June 5th at the Rickshaw. So we're kind of doing the whole tour together, actually, which is going to be really cool. They're more like thrash, so kind of Megadeth, Metallica kind of vibes, early 80s kind of in concept as well. And other than that, just, you know, we hope you guys enjoy the music, and we hope to see you there. It's going to be a long haul for us, and yeah, we're just excited to finally take this album to the stage.
No, yeah, it sounds like it's going to be fun. Like, everything's going to be fun. The tour, June 5th, like, you know, crossing the country, like, sounds really, really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, we're really excited about it all. And for the first time, we actually signed with a record label from France called Steel Shark Records. So we'll have a little bit of support from them as well. And yeah, just ready to give her.
There you go. Well, that's pretty cool. Congratulations on that record signing. And yes, we'll hear you. And then I guess we'll see you on June 5th at the Rick Show.
Awesome.
And yeah, and anything, any other news or more singles, or, you know, if you want us to share something about the tour or whatever, just let us know, and we'll be more than happy to spread the word.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, you have a good one.
Yeah! to the playground. It has the chances to reach out. Just like myself again tonight. You'll see. Welcome to the playground. It has the chances to reach out. Just to keep me playing now.
This game is trying to see the figure of life.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future, at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Stelvris. They are from Prague in Czechia. And we listened to their song Silence After Violence, which is part of their 2025 EP Shatter and Bloom. Before that, we listened to Juliette Ruin from Edmonton in Alberta, Canada, and we listened to the song Reactance Theory, which is part of their 2025 EP Regime. And we started the set with our guest tonight, Iron Kingdom from Vancouver, Canada, and we listened to the song Dead House Gates, which is another single from their upcoming album Shadows and Dust, coming out on June 6th, and also on Friday, June 5th, we'll have the release show concert party at the Rickshaw Theater. So be sure to be there, and hopefully you're one of the two lucky people that will get a ticket raffled later tonight. And yeah, thanks to Chris again for chatting with us. It was magnificent. But yeah, let's continue with the music here at the Metal Meltdown.